Matthew chapter 23, beginning at verse 23. Woe to you, experts in the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You give 10% of your mint, dill, and cumin, but you have neglected the more important matters of the law, justice, mercy, and faith. You should have done these things and not failed to do the other things. Blind guides, you strain out a gnat but swallow a camel. Woe to you, experts in the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You clean the outside of a cup and dish, but inside they are full of greed and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisee, first clean the inside of the cup and dish, so that the outside may become clean too. Woe to you, experts in the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You are like whitewashed tombs that appear beautiful on the outside, but on the inside are full of dead people's bones and every kind of uncleanness. In the same way, on the outside you seem righteous to people, but on the inside you are full of hypocrisy and wickedness. Woe to you, experts in the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You build the tombs of the prophets and decorate the monuments of the righteous, and you say, if we had lived in the days of our fathers, we would not have joined with them in shedding the blood of the prophets. By saying this, you testify against yourselves that you are sons of those who murdered the prophets. Fill up, then, the measure of your fathers. You serpents, you offspring of vipers, how will you escape being condemned to hell? Look, this is why I am sending you prophets, wise men and experts in the law. Some of them you will kill and crucify, and some of them you will flog in your synagogues and persecute from town to town. As a result, you will be held responsible for all the righteous blood shed on the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah, son of Berechiah, whom you murdered between the sanctuary and the altar. Amen, I tell you, all these things will come upon this generation. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, who kills the prophets and stones those sent to her, how often I have wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. Look, your house is left to you desolate. For I tell you, you will certainly not see me again until you say, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.